Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are coming live from Pomona, California, in Southern California, the home of the Los Angeles Lakers. Ladies and gentlemen, today is January 26, 2020. Our phones are exploding, going wild, however you want to see it, however you want to say it. The unbelievable has happened. As life continues to move on, we are reminded of events that happened, shocking moments, and especially of those that are completely unexpected. Ladies and gentlemen, news has just broken across the wire that Los Angeles Lakers hero, champion, warrior, Kobe Bryant, age 41, has passed away in an accident. We're going to go right to Laker fan himself right now, the big dog. Big dog, please fill us in on what you have so far.
Well, thanks, scorekeeper. Yeah, this just broke probably less than a half hour ago. There was a helicopter crash in Calabasas, California, north of Los Angeles. Evidently, he was flying from his home there, going to an undetermined spot, and there was a lot of heavy fog. In fact, Fox News has it live right now. At least that's where I'm watching. I'm pretty sure other news channels have it also. But the helicopter went down. From what they are reporting on Fox News is that there was a fire of some sort from witnesses that said they seen flames coming out of the helicopter before it went down. But that they believe that that's what caused the plane to go down, and it went down into the hillside. It was Kobe Bryant and four others. There are no survivors. His wife, Vanessa, it has been reported, was not on the helicopter, but the other four are unknown. He has been seen a lot lately over the last couple of months. He's been going to more Laker games as of late with his, I believe it's his older daughter, who is now in high school. And she is a basketball player. I'm just hoping that she wasn't on the helicopter with him. I mean, it's bad enough to have lost Kobe Bryant, a father, a husband. But for the survivors to also, you know, if his family was on there, I mean, that just magnifies the hurt and everything else that comes along with it. Of course, here at NDV Media and Sports Talk with the Guys, our condolences to the entire Kobe Bryant family and friends. You know, we were fans. Kobe, as I said, you know, I'm, you know, diehard Laker fan. Kobe was not my favorite Laker, and I've always said that. But I always respected him. He's a great player. One of the greatest of all time. Ironically, just got passed on the all-time scoring list by LeBron James yesterday. And, of course, Kobe sent congratulatory text or tweet to LeBron about, you know, one Laker passing another Laker, and you know, Laker history goes on, so on and so forth. So he did not seem to mind that LeBron passed him, at least, you know, publicly. And now today this happens. I mean, it's just a shock. He was a lifelong Laker, played his entire career with the Los Angeles Lakers, brought his five championships, 2000, 2001, 2002, 2009, and 2010. He retired just a couple of years ago. His last few years were not up to, as he would say, Kobe-esque type of playing because of injuries and all the miles on his body, but he always was and always will be a Los Angeles Laker, probably the second most popular Laker of all time behind Magic Johnson, and that is saying a lot. I mean, younger people might put Kobe over Magic because they never saw Magic play. I myself, I've seen both play. And I would say it was more Magic's team than Kobe's as far as Lakers were concerned. But it wasn't by much, guys. Kobe was beloved by all. He may not have been the most pleasant person to be around at all times, but no one could deny the fierceness that he had when he got on that court. His job was there to win, and he did his everything to make sure he won. And it's a great loss to everyone because he seemed to be in the mentoring stage where Luka Doncic, amongst others, big-name NBA players, would go to him in summertime and spend a day or a week with him to learn from him and learn all the ins and outs and the nuances of basketball from him. And that has been lost now also. So it's a sad day here in Los Angeles and in all of basketball. And I don't know. I'm sorry, I'm babbling. So go on, scorekeeper. Your turn.
As a matter of fact, you're not babbling. I did turn into the news as well. I'm getting numerous feeds. As I mentioned on the air, as I began the program, our phones are, well, I guess, Big Dog, I now know what it's like to have a phone explode. I understand that term now. Every news source that I have received just went wild, and I've been getting notice after notice after notice of the passing of Kobe Bryant. This is just absolutely unbelievable. I see now, I am watching my local affiliate, NBC News, and I see apparently the Las Virgenes International, what are we looking at? The Water District. We're looking at the Water District of Las Virgenes, and it looks like the helicopter crash in the hills in Calabasas behind this facility on Las Virgenes Road. Unit 103 of Los Angeles County, my brethren, are on scene, the heavy rescue unit, as well as numerous firefighters are already on scene. But as you confirmed earlier, there are no survivors. I believe he was one of five on the helicopter as well. I'm sorry, Big Dog. Very sad, very sad. I actually, as I mentioned to you, you are the one that notified me of this. I actually knew of it before that you before you called me because, again, I received numerous notices from everywhere and everyone. And I knew that there was a plane crash in a helicopter crash in Calabasas, but I did not know it was Kobe Bryant until you called me. And wow, he's 41 years old, or he was 41 years old. Unbelievable.
Yeah, gone way too soon before his time. Way too soon.
Yeah, I'm already receiving lots of posts from Louisiana. Danielle Nguyen has commented. She's heartbroken, absolutely heartbroken. Kobe Bryant was liked by many. He was disliked by many. But I think he was well-renowned to put fear in the heart of the opponents. There was no doubt he was one of the greatest of all time. And in his youth, he did some real stupid things, but he was able to get over that, change his life, and do what he needed to do. And he's only 41. Big Dog, is he already in the Hall of Fame, the Basketball Hall of Fame?
No, you have to be retired 5 years. I believe he's been retired 3 or 4. So he is not in yet, although this may put him in. They might put him in because of his passing and his greatness, since they kind of have already done something like that with Allen Iverson, where Allen Iverson did not retire for an entire year, but they counted that as retirement. So just because he hadn't, I don't know if you recall this, when Allen Iverson, he kind of got in a year earlier than he should have because he did not officially retire, but he didn't play for an entire year. So they might put Kobe in. And let us not, guys, forget also, he was branching out in his retirement. I don't know if you guys all remember, but last year he won an Oscar for his documentary that he did. So Kobe Bryant is an Oscar winner.
for his work that he did with his documentary. I forgot what it was. It's slipping my mind right now. But he did have that also. You know, his resume was growing in his retirement. And one thing I wanted to add, what Scorekeeper said, was he was liked by many. He was despised by many. But one thing, guys, I think can honestly say, whether you loved him or you hated him, you respected him on the court, because he was business on the court. No matter what he did off the court, and you're right, Scorekeeper, he did a lot of stupid things off the court, or a few stupid things off the court. But when he stepped on that court, he was all business. And he gave blood, sweat, and tears for 20 years for the purple and gold. And, you know, you have to respect that. And I think people did. But as I said, even if you despised him, you respected what he did on the court.
There's no doubt. As I'm watching live, sorry, I'm cutting back to the live feed, Big Dog. There are numerous units on hand. The firefighters themselves, the rescue units, are on scene. There is already well over 20 aid workers there. But as you mentioned to me earlier, when the feed just came in, it was still on fire. The images that I'm looking at now look like it is smoldering. There may still be flames, but they're right there, right next to the helicopter. It's there
now,
within
now
feet.
Are, yes.
As a matter of fact, I see a firefighter. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm watching on channel on the NBC affiliate here in Los Angeles. When I first informed you about it, and I was watching it on Fox News, they were having trouble getting to the spot because it's a little it's a little hard to get to there. And of course, the helicopters had to be very careful also. Even though it is noontime here on the West Coast, it is still very foggy there. So they have to be very careful, you know, that there's not something else going on for another accident. But it's going to be interesting when they find out why there was a fire in the plane. I'm thinking maybe a bird got sucked into the engine. I mean, could be 100 different things, guys. I'm speculating. So, you know, I'm not saying that's what happened. But the report was that there was fire coming from the helicopter before it went down.
Yeah. We're starting to see some of these images repeated now. It looks like I've seen the image of the sheriff rescue that truck. It's already about the third or fourth time I've seen that. But, it's just utterly, utterly disappointing to see this. And we're now seeing images of Kobe Bryant, the young man that he is. He's 41 years old. Big Dog and I are 9 and 12 years, respectively, older than this young man. And it is these moments when we realize, my goodness, it's how life is fleeting.
Yes. Very much so. It puts a lot into perspective. Stuff like this, and as I said, hopefully none of his other family members were in the helicopter with him, but the fact that there was 4 others in there, so you figure one was a pilot, Kobe, and 2 others, so I wonder who the 2 others were that were in there, because it was
actually, I believe it was 5 people that were on there.
Yeah, well, oh, that's right. Okay, so it would have been so the pilot, Kobe, and 3 others. So it's going to be interesting to find out who's there, because people out there who are listening to us right now, this was his private helicopter, his personal helicopter. So it's not like he goes out and it's kind of like a lift. And they actually do have those now where you can actually helicopter around LA for a cheaper amount, but this isn't something he shares with others where, you know, it's just some random person. So this is his personal pilot, and I don't know if it's his personal helicopter, but he probably had the leased out or something, but this was his helicopter. So I don't know. We'll I guess there's going to be a lot of questions to be answered. Probably within the next 24 to 48 hours, we'll have some more definite things going on.
Actually, Big Dog, we'll know by this evening. Only because where he was flying, if it was his destination, the airports around there are, I know there's Calabasas. I'm sorry, not Calabasas. There's Camarillo to the west. And then you have to go into the San Fernando Valley. So that area where he's off, Las Virgenes, you and I have gone by there hundreds of times on the 101 freeway. As a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, you and I have stopped at that old AM/PM right there on Las Virgenes, which is on the left side or the south side of the freeway on our way to Camarillo. Have you not?
I probably have. I mean, I know the area because when I was working for my former company, I used to do remodels up that way. So I do know the area, you know. But from what the report said, I can't remember if it was Fox News or one of the other channels that I was flipping through real quick, that they said he was leaving his home. So I guess he didn't live in – because I know he used to live in Newport Hills before, but I guess he moved to Calabasas, probably for his daughter, probably for the basketball program that's out there. They said he had left his home in Calabasas and was heading to an unknown destination. So if he was heading south, he's probably heading to L.A. for something, maybe business. But, you know, we'll, as you said, we'll find that out later today where he was headed, probably.
Yeah, I understand, Big Dog. He still lives down there, but he does own a home up there. And, hey, you know what? It is what it is. I have no jealousy whatsoever. He earned what he earned. And I believe the young man did have numerous homes.
Oh, yes. Yes, he did. That is an absolute fact. He had tons of homes.
There's no doubt about
that. He had three or four homes.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I've lost the Channel 4 feed. They've now gone to regular programming. I'm going to switch over to CNN if anyone else. Okay. That's KPLA 5. They do have it. I believe the major networks are probably going to have this as well. We'll go ahead and scan the rest of the channels. But ladies and gentlemen, for those of you joining us in the chat room right now, Kobe Bryant, 5-time world champion of the Los Angeles Lakers, age 41, has passed away within the last hour. I'm speculating on that time. I did notice you know what? I'm going to go back and see if I can get a timestamp on this. Wow. Okay. We're still within the first hour. This was about 30 minutes ago when this happened.
Yes.
But when you're doing this and you're living it live, it's, oh, my goodness, it's just going by so fast.
Yeah. My nephew texted me about it at 10:43. Or 11:40. Let me see exactly when it was. He texted me at 11:43 about Kobe. And it probably just happened a few minutes before that. So around maybe about 11:37 to 11:40 it happened. Or it
was
reported
that
it happened.
I don't know what you're seeing, but I'm now getting reports that the immediate rescue units have actually pulled away now. It's basically just a crash site now. And I understand they've cordoned off, they put up the tape, and they're going to wait for it to stop smoldering. But once again, the primary first responders have pulled back. There's nothing for them to do at this point. They're going to head back, and you're going to have all the other people that have to come in, the accident investigators. I'm not certain how it works with the FAA. But I believe the FAA will investigate this because of the stature that Kobe Bryant had. And I'm not talking about Kobe Bryant as a basketball player. I'm talking about Kobe Bryant with the man that owns so much and has the means. there, this could be a criminal investigation. It has to be determined what. So I believe the FAA will be involved, and they're going to determine the cause of the accident, which could take weeks. We'll have a preliminary within a day, but it'll take weeks to confirm what actually did happen for the official announcement, I should say. But Big Dog, on something like this, we're going to know by this evening what it was exactly, because this information is being collected as we speak. You have air traffic control that was involved. You have the people that were called when the incident happened, and they're all putting their reports together. And again, since this is Kobe Bryant, we will know before the end of the day what really happened.
All right. Okay. He retired in, he came into the league, guys, in the 96-97 season. Of course, he was traded from the Charlotte Hornets to the Los Angeles Lakers via trade. They traded Vlade Divac for Kobe. He was a number 8 pick in the NBA. He retired in 2015-2016 season. Guys, these are his stats all 20 years with the Lakers. He played in 1,346 games, scored, he averaged a flat 25.0. Rebounds, where am I at? Shot 83.7% of his free throws, averaged total rebounds. I don't like the stat. I don't like this place. Let me go find another one. He was number 3 as of yesterday of the all-time scoring list. That changed, of course, yesterday as LeBron passed him, as I had said before. Here we go. 1,346 games, 25.0 points scoring, averaged 5.2 rebounds, 4.7 assists, shot 44.7% from the field. Three-point field goal percentage was 32.9, 83.7 from the free throw line. His efficiency rate was 48.2. And as I said, going down as one of the most dominant players of all time. And he is definitely one of the top 10 players of all time. People love them, people hate them. I'm having trouble finding words to describe what Kobe meant to the Lakers. Kobe was everything. I mean, if it wasn't for himself, and of course Shaq and Paul Gasol and all the others and Derek Fisher's and everybody's, but he was a cornerstone of that. Brought the team 5 championships in the 2000s, brought the Lakers back from something that we hadn't had in a while. The last title was in 88, and we didn't get another title till, as I said, 2000. And that was with the maturity of Kobe Bryant. Shaq was brought in, but between those two, they were probably the most dominant team in the early 2000s. The Shaq and Kobe duo were unstoppable. That's why they won 3 straight. And that 2001 team was probably one of the most dominant teams ever. That's how great they were. And Kobe was the centerpiece of that. And, of course, after Shaq left via trade because of the animosity that grew between them, you know, kind of what happened with Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook, you can't have two alphas on the same team. It just doesn't work, and I've said that before, and that's why I've always talked about the Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook saying it doesn't work, because I went through that with the Lakers, you know, in the early 2000s. So Kobe left, and you know, we had some good years, but it was the Paul Gasol trade that brought Paul Gasol to us, and of course we had Lamar Odom on the team, and of course we went to 3 straight finals. We lost that first one against Boston, and then took out Boston. 2 years later, we took Orlando out first. We took Dwight Howard out, and then took out the Boston Celtics in that sweet Game 7, where nothing was working for Kobe that game. That was what was called a team victory, guys. Everybody held on because Kobe just could not shoot until that final fourth quarter where he hit those couple of big buckets to win the 2010 title in Game 7. And that was sheer willpower. And he admits it. He always said that in interviews that the team held it together till he was able to finally find a shot in the fourth quarter. And, of course, L.A. fans loved him already, but to beat the Boston Celtics, that goes down. It goes down in history. We don't beat those guys very often. You know, we have that bad, bad streak in the early 60s where we just could not get by them. Once the 80s came around, that was a different story. Magic took them three out of four times. We played them in 84, 85. He said we took them two out of three, and Lakers took them, kind of split it with them, one out of two. So we'll see. But I'm pretty sure we'll get a statement from the Laker organization very soon. I'm pretty sure Jeannie Buss is devastated by this. They were very close. And we'll start hearing the outpouring. In fact, some of the outpouring is happening already. I'm very surprised on NBA.com that this hasn't even been mentioned yet. ESPN has already broken it. Everybody's broken it, but NBA.com hasn't even breaking news or anything on it. So I'm kind of surprised about that. Kind of disappointed, actually.
No, big dog.
But
big dog. It's not an issue of being disappointed. We're still within the first hour or thereabouts. This is still happening super fast. This is always the case. People still don't know what's going on. I'm getting a bunch of comments directed at me. I'm being called a liar. I am being told that I'm wasting people's time, which is par for the course. But this has already been confirmed. It is not us. We're just one of the first ones that are live, and we're covering this. We have a history of going live when certain people have passed away, and this is one of them that we are within the first hour of passing, quite frankly. And I was genuinely stunned by it, Big Dog, when you called me. I said, I knew of the accident, believe it or not, but I did not know that it was Kobe Bryant. That was crazy. And ladies and gentlemen, just remember, not only is he a young man, but not 7 years ago, at age 34 and 104 days of age, Bryant became the youngest player in league history to reach 30,000 career points. He became the all-time leading scorer in Lakers franchise history on February 1st, 2010, when he surpassed Jerry West. During his third year in the league, Bryant was chosen to start the All-Star game, and he would continue to be selected to start that game for a record 18 consecutive appearances until his retirement. His four All-Star MVP awards are tied with Bob Pettit for the most in NBA history. At 2008 and the 2012 Summer Olympics, he won gold medals as a member of the U.S. national team. In 2018, Bryant won the Academy Award, as Big Dog did mention earlier when we went live, for Best Animated Short Film for his film Dear Basketball. And now, shortly thereafter, his career bio will then read, he died on January 26, 2020, in a helicopter crash outside of Calabasas, California, at the tender and frighteningly young age of 41. Wow. For everyone in the chat room, I know you're pretty much stunned in the silence. I see people coming and going. If you want to call in and share your thoughts on him, on Kobe Bryant, the number is 914-338-0314. Go ahead and give us a call. As a matter of fact, I've reached out to Lenny Melnick, Brian Tarvin, Cuervo, Matt Alvarez. I don't know if they're going to be able to make it. This is a Sunday afternoon. It is 12:34 p.m. Pacific time. It is a Sunday where everyone does what they do on a Sunday. Just absolutely disappointed, Big Dog.
And that's I think that's the sentiment of everybody. Just like, oh, it's just unbelievable. unexpected. I mean, it's different, and it doesn't make it any less worse, or alleviates the what everybody's feeling. But when someone is sick or they're older, you know, you can usually say, well, they lived a full life, or they were sick, so you know they're not suffering anymore. But something like this, the just the suddenness of it, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe the last home game that they were at, they played here at the I was about to say the Forum, when they hear that they played at Staples Center, I believe he was there courtside with his daughter and kind of joking around with LeBron. And of course, the Lakers are on the road. They probably are getting the it right now. They're probably on their way home because they played yesterday in Philadelphia, and they have their next home game against the Clippers. So we'll probably see some sort of tribute to that, even though it is technically a Clippers game. I'm pretty sure for what has happened, the Clippers will allow the Lakers to have a tribute video. I'm pretty sure. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens and the statements we're going to hear from them. But as I said, the Lakers as a team are probably finding out, or probably found out in midair. So we'll see what happens with that one. As I said, you know, we're expecting some sort of statement probably from the Lakers very, very soon. I would not be surprised if it was Magic giving the statement. Back in 91, guys, when Kobe announced he was HIV positive, scorekeeper was the first one to call me about that. I didn't believe him, and I yelled at him about it. And, of course, it turned out to be true. But the Lakers are a family, and everyone came out who had been retired, current Lakers. Pat Riley flew back in from Miami or New York. I can't remember. I think it was New York. He was still with New York at the time. And when things like this happen, the Laker family comes together. And we'll see that very, very soon. In fact, they're reporting from right now. They have a reporter at Staples Center, and it looks like he's reporting from there. This is through KTLA News. Fans are gathering at Staples Center.
I imagine so, Big Dog. I would expect them to be there right now. I don't have those images myself. I'm still watching. I moved over to MSNBC right now, so I'm stealing their feed at the moment. I give them full credit. I'm reaching out to many people on Facebook right now about this. And, wow. I'm not sure if they're going to be able to respond.
What's interesting is,
yes,
I think the Grammys are. I think the Grammys are at the Staples Center, so the Grammys are tonight, and the Staples Center is fenced off, so you cannot get to where all the statues are. That area where all the statues are, so people are actually just standing around by the fence, and it looks they're just there. I mean, they're of course are stunned by this, and maybe they feel a little bit at ease just being by the Staples Center where, you know, everything happened for us. So, but they can't even get to the Staples Center. And I'm pretty sure because of this, we will see a statue of Kobe. I mean, he was going to get one anyways, but this probably is speeding up the process very, very quickly. And I would not be surprised if I think end of the season would be too fast, but at least by the beginning of next season, we'll probably be seeing the revealing of a Kobe statue there.
Yeah, you think so, Big Dog? It'll be that quick?
I'm pretty sure it'll be sped up. Let's put it that way. I'm not sure. I know it's a long, long process, but I'm pretty sure this will be sped up by whatever timetable it can be sped up by as quickly as possible. It will be done, of course, exquisitely as all the other statues are, but I think it'll be on a fast track for that now.
Understood. I'm getting messages. A lot of people are taking this very badly. I am genuinely surprised. I acknowledged, I admired Kobe Bryant. I felt he was what many people would call a gunner early on, because he played on his own. And that was one of my gripes against him. But in his final years, Kobe involved the rest of his team. And when he involved the rest of the team, the Lakers were genuinely dangerous. They were really unbeatable at times. And I remember that transition. It was gratifying to me. I don't know if they won very much because of it, but I know it was really something to see Kobe Bryant turn it up when it was required and really bring it home. It was just absolutely unbelievable many times. I'm glad that you took me to the games that you did. I remember going to see Kobe as a rookie in 96 because of you. I remember going to, seeing him much and often. And now I'm getting from the Weather Channel, breaking news, clouds and fog. Oh, excuse me. Present in area of helicopter crash that killed NBA star Kobe Bryant. So it might be a little bit of the obvious right there that I just reported, because we know the weather is overcast in Southern California right now. It in aviation speak, a 10-mile sky is no clouds, the perfect day. 9/11 was considered a 10-mile sky. And today it is the exact opposite. It is cloudy, overcast. What do you think, Big Dog? Maybe 2 miles? Maybe?
Ooh. 2 miles might even be stretching it. That fog looked really, really heavy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just unbelievable. I'm scanning all of Facebook and people are just broken. They're shocked. Just unbelievable. I'm trying to get people to call in right now, and it's really not a good time. A lot of people don't want to talk about it because they are, unhappy about it, and others are just flat-out broken over it. I think many are actually maybe the Pro Bowl is on right now. I don't know. Maybe they're watching
Yes,
that.
Yes, it is. It was just about to start as we went live. I believe they were doing the national anthem right when we went live.
Okay. I see. Yeah, I hear you. I get it. As a matter of fact, we do have, I believe I do know who this is, but we're going to go to them right now. Don't forget, caller, let us know who you are, where you hail from. We're going to go to you in just a moment, but to remind everyone else, ladies and gentlemen, Kobe Bryant, 5-time Lakers world champion, age 41, passed away within the last 2 hours in what looks to be a helicopter crash in bad weather. We will have more news once we get it, the rest of us will know what it is before the day is over. But we're going to go to you, caller, in the 516 area code. Let us know who you are and where you hail from. You're live on Sports Talk with the Guys. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Roger. It's a tough thing to hear. I just got out of a meeting and just heard about the Kobe Bryant thing. And I remember when his dad played in the NBA. And, look, there's nothing anybody can say. A real tragedy. And the NBA has some real serious work to do. You can't just slough this off. This is unlike anybody else who's passed away at such an early age. It's going to be a tough one.
Lenny, you and I have been talking sports for many years now, at least 10 years, along with the Big Dog. And going even further back, Lenny, I it doesn't come to mind right now a player, well, as you said, to have passed away so young, whether they were at that age or younger. Do you recall anyone, Lenny?
Oh, yeah, sure. Fernandez from the Marlins, the pitcher, when he was in that boating accident.
Okay.
And,
all right,
and he passed. But look, you know what? Here's the thing. I don't mean to be cold-hearted or whatever it is, but I don't know if Kobe Bryant's dad is still alive. Certainly,
yes, he is.
Anytime a celebrity passes away, it's a shock. But the truth is that he's a person. He's a person. We're going to miss him. We shouldn't take this as a personal thing. Oh, no, I'm not going to see Kobe Bryant again. Is that what people are thinking? Or are they thinking, oh, my gosh, what's going to happen to the Lakers now? That's stupid. There are plenty of people Kobe Bryant's age who pass away, leaving wife, kids, families, the whole deal, responsibilities. It's a terrible tragedy, but it is for anybody who passes away at that age, not just Kobe Bryant.
As eloquent as always, Lenny, yeah, you are so right on that. Big Dog wanted to answer you on Mr. Bryant. Big Dog, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say Kobe's father is still alive. And I agree with Lenny. You know, it is a tragedy. And the pitcher that died in that boating accident, you know, that was someone who was young when he passed away. But to what Lenny was saying is I don't think we've had a star that made the impact in the game that he played at that level that Kobe did that we've had pass away as young as he is. And I totally agree. I don't think there's ever been someone that was that impactful that passed away this early in such a tragic accident. I can't really think of anyone. And as
well,
I said before, and as I said, I'm just hoping when we find out the other three people that are unknown, because we figured it's Kobe and four others that have passed away. I figured one of them has to be the pilot. I'm just hoping that none of his daughters were with him. It has already been confirmed that his wife was not with him, but they have not said anything about his daughters. And as I have said, his older daughter has been with him at all the games, and they've been seen or shown together when they go out in public areas where Kobe is taking pictures of. And his oldest daughter is always with him. So I'm just hoping it's tragic enough as it is, as I said, to lose a father, a husband, a family member, you know, your brother, whatever, but compounded by also losing, you know, a child with it, it'll be so much worse. So I'm just hoping one of the other three people were not his one of his children.
Yeah, you know,
go ahead,
I have
Lenny.
Something. I remember speaking to a sports writer who was getting a lot of breaks, and he got this great job covering a Major League Baseball team. And his only problem with his job was that he had this tremendous fear of flying. He really did have a tremendous fear of flying until he went to make his first road trip with the team. And he realized on the plane, and you know, you may also have the same feeling, he didn't have any jitters being on the plane because he said, how in the world could the Los Angeles Dodger team go down in an accident? In a plane crash. Couldn't imagine.
I'm sorry, Lenny.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just got breaking news, and I'll have to confirm it, but his daughter was on the helicopter. Man.
Yeah, it's very sad. But, you know, you just don't think it. You could be on a plane, and if you saw a player, Michael Jordan, on the same plane with you, would you not have any fear of an accident? Chances are you would. You would have no fear that this plane is going down. It's very unfortunate. Kobe Bryant is an outstanding basketball player, but it doesn't make it any more serious than if your neighbor passes away at an early age or even at a late age, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's true, Lenny. It's true. I would definitely agree with that. Ladies and gentlemen, again, for everyone listening and everyone in the chat room, again, I want to thank you. If you want to call in and share your thoughts, our number is 914-338-0314. Once again, Kobe Bryant, age 41, five-time world champion of the Los Angeles Lakers, has been confirmed as being on the helicopter that crashed in the Calabasas area. For those of you that know the area, it is Las Virgenes Road, just south of the 101 freeway. It is in the Calabasas area. It is tragic. But as Lenny reminds us, it is yet another human being as well, yes. Big Dog does have that. It is not confirmed at this moment, but that his oldest daughter was with him, the one still in high school, Big Dog?
It doesn't say which one. I'm trying to find out right now.
Okay, understood. Well, there it is. There's coverage everywhere. Lenny, how many news services are you tied into? Because this is one of the rare moments that I was at my desk. I was in between clients right now because many people know it's tax season as well. And I've heard many people talk about their phone blowing up, Lenny. I've never had that in my life up until a few moments ago. I was genuinely stunned. I don't know if you had that, Lenny, but I finally experienced, sadly enough for this, my phone exploding. I was stunned by it.
Yeah, what I did have was a very interesting experience. I was at a meeting. I'm on the homeowners association of my condo, and we were having a little meeting about a project, and my son called, my 20-year-old son, Mark. He called because last week we just played a game, you know, that NBA game that's on the computer, not the computer, you know, on the Xbox, whatever it is.
Yes.
And, you know, he had Kobe Bryant on his team and all the youngsters. I had Chamberlain, Robertson, Jerry West. I kicked his ass, by the way. But he called me. Yeah, I did. I won by 20 points, and he was really destroyed. But he called me to tell me that. And then when I told the members of the meeting, we all took a break. And that's how. And then I called you. And, we all took a break. Very interesting that people would be, but it's like that when anytime a celebrity, it's almost like you can't believe if that celebrity could die, then so can you. That's what it comes down to. I didn't know Kobe Bryant. Is it going to change my life? No, but it has to do with your own mortality. If Kobe Bryant could die, then I guess I can too, right? Isn't that what it's all about? Really, that's what it is.
Yeah,
okay,
I hear you.
Scorekeeper.
Yes.
It says here they were on their way to the Mamba Academy for basketball practice when the crash occurred. The academy is in nearby Thousand Oaks. It is his younger daughter, Gianna Marie Honor, otherwise known as Gigi. She was on the helicopter with him, and she was only 13 years old.
Wow. That's pretty bad. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I don't mean to be funny, but I know somebody who's gonna wish that they passed away. I'm in my car, and I just went to get a drink, and I had an open can in it. And I realized Andrew was putting the cigarette butts out in it, so I just took a swig. Anyway, go ahead.
Ew.
Wow.
Wow, Lenny. I'm sorry, Lenny.
Yeah, go ahead. Didn't mean to interrupt. She's in for it, man.
You know, Lenny, though, I got to tell you, I admire you because you took it well. It doesn't seem like you're on the rampage or anything, Lenny.
No, but I think she was smoking weed, so I think I better pull. I don't know what to do now. I'm feeling a little lopsided.
Oh my God, you're funny, Lenny, but that's okay. Out here in California, that's legal now.
Yeah, well, it's not legal in my car, and you don't put the stuff in a can that I'm drinking out of. That's for sure.
Wow.
Scorekeeper.
Not nice.
Evidently there was a rumor out there that Rick Fox, the former Laker, former Celtic, was on the helicopter that has been confirmed false by his own daughter, by Rick Fox's daughter. So I guess that was floating around. So I guess some of the people are starting to coming out who was on the helicopter with him. So as of now, I guess it would be two unknown people, because as I said, one's got to be the pilot. Kobe, the daughter, that's three, and there were five altogether confirmed that died. So we have two unknowns at this moment.
You know, I will tell you that this brings back somewhat of a deja vu. And I don't know if you remember, you probably don't recall, you probably before your time, but I remember hearing the radio broadcast when the plane crashed carrying Richie Valens and the Big Bopper, and they passed away in the plane crash. And I became a big fan of Dion, and I learned that Dion was supposed to be on that plane. He gave up his seat to the Big Bopper, and the Big Bopper passed away in the plane crash along with Richie Valens.
Yeah, yeah. And Buddy Holly.
And Buddy Holly. It kind of reminded me of, just listening to you right now, kind of reminded me of whatever I heard. Of course, I was, single digits, I believe, in those days. But still, it does bring it back. That shows you how it's such long-lasting in your head that I even remembered Richie Valens and the Big Bopper, that this really happened. It absolutely, for some reason, it has that impact on you that you'll never forget listening to it on the radio.
Lenny, I don't know if my parents would remember that because they weren't married yet.
Well, that's rather probably remember it more then. Richie Valens, yeah. The Big Bopper, and who was the third one? I forget you mentioned. Yeah, it was
Buddy Holly.
And Buddy Holly, right? Quite a tragedy, and it sounds your reporting of this tragedy just reminds me of what I heard way back when. What year was it? Do you have that? Do you have the year?
I believe it was 1959. It was, as a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, it was February 3rd, 1959.
Okay, I was 12 years old at the time, so you could see how I did understand it. That's the height of the teeny bopper thing, or the beginning of it. I was 12 years old and a big Richie Valens fan. My favorite song was Donna, and it was one of the craziest things in music, because Donna came out and was the number one. It was supposed to be. That was the main song. That was the main song on the 45. But the other side of the song became more. The other side of the 45, which was like the throw-in,
right.
Became more popular. Do you know what it was?
It is the song that really, up until that point, was. Yeah, you couldn't translate it. The variety. That song is,
La Bamba.
Very well known.
La Bamba. How do I remember that? I don't know. Holy mackerel. Oh, man. That's one of the beauties of getting old. You remember all that shit. You don't remember anything else.
Oh, my goodness, but that is so right on, Lenny.
I'm going back to my house. I forgot what parking lot number I'm in. I remember the words to La Bamba, and that was the flip side. They called that the flip side to the song Donna. I had a girl, and Donna was her name. So I remember that very well. Richie Valens was one of my all-time favorites, so... It just kind of reminds me. So, like, reincarnating that moment for me at age 12.
He was 17, Lenny. Richie Valens was 17 years old when he passed away.
Holy mackerel. Yeah, so that was just, that was 60 years ago, and you have done a fantastic recreation of what I heard in 1959. Congratulations.
Well, but Lenny, first and foremost, I want to thank you for taking your time out of your Sunday to come and spend
yes.
it with us on this day, which was really supposed to be an uneventful day, Lenny. It's Pro Bowl Sunday. What happens on Pro Bowl Sunday, Lenny? Nothing.
I don't know. All I know is to me, whenever I take a laxative, it's Pro Bowl after that. That's for sure. Other than that, I don't know about the bowl games.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lenny Melnick, always the man of the hour, knows what to do and when. No doubt about it. Lenny Melnick, the man who is in the Hall of Fame, and he can tell that story once again someday in the future. He is in the Hall
yes.
of Fame, and he has a connection. He actually has two major connections, which is really, really cool. Lenny, I've got to tell you a story off air on how I may have a – well, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to tell everyone right now. We all know that you have the recording to that fight, don't you, Lenny? It's like – no one has it, right? Which one is it?
Yes. Floyd Patterson defending his title against Ingemar Johansson from Sweden, who came into this country. That's when the heavyweight champion of the world was like the president of the United States. If you woke up with a new president or a new heavyweight champ, you felt that the world was – something was cockeyed. You know, it wasn't right. And I have the tape. I have that. The radio broadcast by Les Kiter, who it was only on radio. Nobody gave Johansson a chance to beat Floyd Patterson. Floyd Patterson was a lovable guy, soft-spoken, well-respected, and Johansson knocked him down six times in round three. Les Kiter was almost in tears. It was the greatest sporting event ever broadcast. I will tell you that right now. Nobody has done a greater job than Les Kiter broadcasting a sporting event, and that was the greatest of all time.
Lenny, can you tell us about that? While I understand this recording was lost to history, basically, and you found it, you have it?
No, I don't think it was lost. I do have it, but it wasn't lost. It just was something that few people even remember ever existed. It was only on the radio. And,
yeah,
I have it. And if anybody wants it, anybody wants a copy, I can email it to them. Send me an email. But you got to join my website first, and that's free, okay? So if you join my website, LennyMelnickFantasySports.com, and you come into the chat room, you get my phone number, you call me, and you can get one of the greatest sporting event ever. It's all free. I'm not asking you to pay for anything. It's the greatest sporting event ever broadcast.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt about it. Readily available right there.
That's right.
At LennyMelnick.com. Check it out, and you'll get a hold of
Lenny
the Melnick Godfather.
LennyMelnickFantasySports.com. Get it right, man.
Damn it. LennyMelnickFantasySports.com. That's why I always ask the guests to give the website, because I'm always going to butcher
That's
it anyway.
That's a good idea.
Yes.
And February 9th on Sirius Radio, The Lady and the Legend starts its 10th year, and that should be a lot of fun as well.
Hell yeah. Congratulations, Lenny. And when does that start again?
February 9th, Sunday morning, Eastern time, 7 to 10, so you probably – this will be able to listen to it in California as you're coming home from Saturday night. So that's it. We're having a lot of fun.
Hell yeah. No doubt about it. Wow. All right. Fair enough. Again, Lenny, I want to thank you. I'm just thanking you for calling in again. My recordings are a little more serious. I right after 9/11, ladies and gentlemen, the Port Authority recordings on the day of 9/11 cannot be found anymore. I have them, and they were downloadable for a few months after 9/11, and I have them on my computer, and you can't get them anymore anywhere, and I have them because, of course, they're part of the criminal investigation, so they've been kept secret. And
wow.
I'm I'm thinking of where I'm going to put them on the internet as well. I believe they should be available to everyone. You and I have
well,
a little connection, Lenny.
Yes, and I will have a recording of something that I don't think anybody has, and I don't think anybody has listened to. And that will be available as well. That'll be the last 15 minutes of you and me talking. All right? I have that on tape. But I don't think anybody else in the world has heard it yet. All
right? You're right. I don't think they have. I don't think they want to.
I'm just kidding you.
No, I know. It's all good.
Yeah.
Lenny, once again, thank you for joining us. Big Dog, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm just scanning the internet and what kind of flipping through channels also try and get more news. I guess what they just said on KTLA is that it hasn't been confirmed, I guess, by authorities that it's Kobe and the daughter, but they've gotten it, I guess, through other sources, probably his wife, Vanessa. That it was Kobe and the daughter, and it's still unknown who the other three are. That was just about a minute ago that they said that.
And fair enough. We are 99%, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go out on a limb on this one. We are 99% certain it is because we know the helicopter flight. We know allegedly who was on there. So, unfortunately, and I'm no pun intended, we can safely assume it was Kobe Bryant. But beyond that, everything else is speculation.
This is 6 minutes ago via Wojnarowski. Of course, you know, he is the basketball guy when you want to find out what goes on. And this is from Woj. 6 minutes ago, Kobe Bryant was on his way to travel to a travel basketball game with his daughter Gianna when the helicopter crashed. Those aboard the helicopter also included another player and a parent. So that would be all four. So it was probably someone that lived close by that played and one of the other girls that was on the or that was on the team. Plus his
all
daughter
right.
and himself and the pilot. That's via Wojnarowski.
Well, there you are, ladies and gentlemen. Yet more breaking news on that. As Lenny Malik mentioned earlier about Joe Bryant, Kobe Bryant is the son of former NBA player Joe Bryant. He enjoyed a successful high school basketball career at Lower Merion High School in Pennsylvania, where he was recognized as the top high school basketball player in the country. Upon graduation, he declared for the 1996 NBA draft and was selected by the Charlotte Hornets with a 13th overall pick. So Hornets then traded him to the Lakers. As a rookie, Bryant earned himself a reputation as a high flyer and a fan favorite by winning the 1997 Slam Dunk Contest, and he was named an All-Star by his second season. Despite a feud between the two players, Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal led the Lakers to three consecutive championships from 2001 to 2002. And I believe we've covered just about everything else on Kobe Bryant now. Wow. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, Kobe Bryant, age 41, five-time world champion of the Los Angeles Lakers, has passed away in a what looks to be a helicopter crash off Las Virgenes Road in the Calabasas area. I'm sure before the evening is through, we will have most of the details. I was speculating earlier, Lenny, that almost assuredly, knowing that it was Kobe Bryant, and because I'm sure there's a lot of money involved, the FAA will be investigating this crash, won't it? Actually, I may have lost Lenny then. It's all good.
Okay, Rod, hold on.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is live right now. If you guys can hear this.
In the world of basketball. Earlier today, at the age of 41, Kobe Bryant was killed in a helicopter crash. In 20 seasons with the Lakers, Kobe was a 17-time All-Star, two-time NBA Finals MVP, two-time Olympic gold medalist, and five-time NBA champion. The NBA and the game of basketball will mourn this loss together. Please join us in a moment of silence for Kobe Bryant. Rest in peace, Mamba.
That is live at the Houston Rockets game right now. That was done spur of the moment. Just right now, they broke in. I just happened to I'm on the Lakers channel or the Spectrum channel, and that was for the just about the tip off of the Houston Rockets game. I'm not sure who they're playing. Houston Rockets at Denver, so that was in Denver right now.
All right. While there's no doubt, the world is pretty much knowing. I believe the stadium, everyone's pretty much knew already, and word is out everywhere about Kobe Bryant. You generally don't know. You do know because you've been listening. I actually put Lenny on hold because I noticed I was getting a lot of feedback right now, so I do apologize, Lenny. We can go back to you in a moment if you'd like. Press 1 on your keypad, and we will go back to you. And Big Dog, what else did you want to talk about right now?
I mean, just of course, condolences to the family, even more so now that we're finding out that his daughter was also killed in the crash. From a personal standpoint, there's something wrong with having to bury your own child. It's not the natural order of things. Sorry. There's just something wrong about that. And the pain that Vanessa first is going to be going through, and the Bryan family for having to, you know, take care of this just to bury Kobe, but to bury your daughter, also your child, there's something wrong with that. I'm sorry for getting so emotional, and it's been 30 years for me, and it still affects me this way. And I apologize to everybody out there for getting this way. But it's just wrong to have to bury your own child for you. It's just not the natural order of things.
No, it's not, Big Dog, and there's no apology required, and nor is it necessary. Ladies and gentlemen, in Lakerland, in the NBA, in the world of athletics, a amazing player passed away not too long ago. Kobe Bryant, age 41, five-time champion of the Los Angeles Lakers, along with his daughter. I know, and I'm almost certain that Vanessa Bryant will not hear our words, but we are saddened by her, by what she's going to have to deal with. As Big Dog said, to have to bury one's child, it is probably one of the worst, most horrible things in the world. Big Dog knows that. I cannot imagine what it's like. Vanessa, I am sorry. As well as for the Bryant family, I am sorry for your loss. Laker fans, I am sorry. It is going to be a long day for Laker fans for a while now. But we're going to leave it at that. We're going to thank everyone that joined us. We thank Lenny Melnick. Of course, thank you, Big Dog. This is NDB Media, Sports Talk with the Guys. I am the scorekeeper. A very sad day in athletics. But as both Big Dog and Lenny did say, life does move forward. And even though we mourn him right now, just think of the fact that we had the chance to live vicariously through the life of Lenny, through Kobe Bryant and Lenny Melnick, where we were able to see them do deeds that were superhuman. We were able to see them rise to the occasion. And we were able to see our dreams played out on the field by people such as Kobe Bryant. You will be missed, sir, but your legacy will live on and your family will live on. for that. That is all for us today. This is Sports Talk to the Guys, home of the Monday Morning Quarterbacks on Saturday. Everyone else, peace, long life, shalom, aloha. Good afternoon.